dying blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I've been set free. Oh, I'm blood bond.
Hello everyone and welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. My name is Jared Houle and I'm in place of my grandmother. It's my second week. We've had a special guest pastor to all of us here at the Paramount in the Ozarks. He's the pastor at a Glorious Church Fellowship. Been there since, man, Pastor Lee, since 1978. So the mentorship, the experience that this man has. We're on Thursday. We have two more days left of the previous 2 weeks he's been speaking, and you can go on our archives at billybrim.org, Billy Brim, or billybrim.com, and listen to the archives that Pastor Lee's been speaking on, the desiring, the gifts of the Spirit. And Pastor Lee, please go ahead and thank you so much for being here. And I just do encourage you all, please, it's just the anointing on this, and as you can tell that the Lord, the Holy Spirit, this is unctioned, through Pastor Lee and the time he spent sitting before the Father and what he's been wanting to speak for these last 2 weeks. And I feel like you nailed it on the head, and just thank you so much for obeying the Holy Spirit, Pastor Lee.
Thank you, Jared. You know, we've been talking about the gifts. I feel very impressed to speak to pastors right now. Pastors, you want your church to grow. You want the signs and wonders and miracles. Then you start building in your congregation's desire for the manifestation of the gifts. God so desires. He desires. I just heard he desires. One out there, you about give up. But he said, I desire that your desires be fulfilled a whole lot more than you desire to be fulfilled. Don't ask me to repeat it, I can't. But his desires for you. It's so great. Pastors, don't give up. Congregation, if your church services have kind of gotten dry, then get yourself wet. You say, it's this fault, it's that fault. Hey, you're part of the church. You build yourself up in the Word of God. You expect the manifestation of the gifts of the Spirit. And pastors, don't quench the gifts of the Spirit. Expect them to be in operation. And congregation, you listen to your pastors as they're preaching. You discern the gifts as he speaks. And many pastors they'll speak about words of wisdom. They'll give a word of knowledge as they speak. And many, sometimes the gift of faith will miraculously rise up within them as they preach. And some of you are sitting in the congregation and you miss the gift. Why? Because you wasn't expecting. Sometimes you missed it because you was busy putting your coat on or looking at your watch or eating your candy or getting up and going to the bathroom. Hey, or talking. Don't be, if you're in a congregation, watch yourself. Don't be a distraction, because God wants that assembly to assemble themselves. Why? So that people can be assembled and leave out there ministered to. Don't let anything distract you, because the next words spoken might be right to you. Well, the gifts of the Spirit. The gifts of the Spirit. God, I'm going to say this very quickly, because some of you wonder, well, how did you begin to move in the gifts? Well, even Jared said, you know, at a time where he really needed it, begin to pray, all of a sudden the gifts begin to, God began to speak him through the manifestations of the gifts. And I know in my own personal life, I graduated from Raymond, the first year of Raymond. And, you know, we got out of Raymond, ready to win the world and ready to go everywhere. All of a sudden, we find out all the world wasn't ready to receive us, and we wasn't ready to give it to the world either. We had to grow. And I began to minister to the church, and they used me to pray for others. And all the way I know I experienced this, I would look out, especially as a pastor, I'd look out just over congregation, and just it seemed like somebody stood out. I don't know any other way. Don't try to make this happen in your life. That's just the way it worked for me. Lester Summerall said at a time in his life when he was down and about beat up, all of a sudden he began to press into God and the gifts began to manifest in his life. Well, when you're in that position, you know, I can't do anything. God, it's got to be you. It's got to be you. Well, as I began to pray for people, Jared, I didn't think much about it. I just prayed what I heard in my spirit to pray. And a lot of times, it come out so quick, I didn't hear it till it come out of my mouth. And I began to pray at the church. At the time, I'd started pastoring a little, real small church. And I began to pray for this couple. And I knew God always used me in prayer, public prayer, to pray for people. Well, I just had these people come up, and I said, all right, I'll pray with you. I began to pray, and I noticed their expression began to change. And when they left, they never said a word. Not one word. I don't think they even looked at me. I didn't realize until later on this afternoon, another couple called and said, you know the couple you prayed for? I said, they left madder than a hornet that the nest had just fell. They were mad.
At you?
No. They weren't mad at me. They was mad at this other couple. Because they said, you told that preacher everything that's been going on in our house. You told us, you told him everything that we've been going through. When he prayed everything, including the things that we've said to each other.
Man.
He prayed it out. And this couple said, hey, we never told our pastor one word. We haven't even spoken to him. He didn't have no previous knowledge that you was going to come there. Well, that couple, it so got them, after they cooled down, got over their anger, it had to be God. So they corrected things in their life and got back right with God and corrected things in their marriage and got it healed up. And at the time, I didn't even realize word of wisdom, word of knowledge was coming through. I'd go to different meetings and people, they'd ask me pray. I went to one with David Ingalls. He said, they want to get up and give what you had. I thought, you've got to be kidding. I don't have anything. He said, I heard the spirit stand up. Obey the one in charge and I'll fill your mouth. I began to pray then. Spirit of God said, call these two men up and pray for them. I called them out, and all of a sudden, the Spirit of God said, I saw you before this church service when you thought nobody else knew. I seen both of you come out of that bar where you'd been drinking in the afternoon. You've been living one thing and talking another one, and now's the time for you to change. I'm giving you a chance to straighten your life out, so do it now. But did it make him happy? You couldn't tell it. And all of a sudden, they got mad. One of them got mad at his wife. Said she told him everything. Then the two of them got together. He said, she couldn't tell him. She didn't know. Nobody knew. What was that? But the Holy Ghost knows where you're at. Mm-hmm. That might have been a time they wasn't obeying God. But let me tell you, the Holy Ghost knows where you're at right now. And he's reaching out to you. One of these young men was a backslidden Pentecostal preacher. He got things right and went on to pastor two or three other churches before he retired. The other one checked his life out, and now he's moved on to glory. But God used the gifts, and I began to see how they flowed, began to flow in my life. Was that a way I would pick? Most definitely not. He just made different things to speak into people's lives. Well, God wants to speak into your life today because he said, you've not chosen me, but I've chosen you. Wherever God has put you, just be strong. You have no idea how many lives you'll touch and bless and strengthen in the place God put you. You are what you are, because God made you that way, It was not by accident. You remember there's two foundational stones for the gifts to be in operation. And that one of them is unity. Unity of the Spirit. You must stay in unity with the Word of God. And you must walk in love. Walking in love is not just when it's convenient. Walking in love is doing what 1 Corinthians 13, verse 4 through 8. He tells us in the last part of this chapter, we read it, said, I show you a more excellent way. That's the way of love, Jerry. If you want the love to never fail, you're going to have to do the first part of that love chapter. You're going to have to live a life where you don't notice you suffered wrong, paying no account to an evil done to it. You're going to have, it's necessary for you to do that. You not only live it, but you act it. And I'll be honest with you, if you have to tell someone, I'm walking in love, chances are you're not. Your love walk will show itself. If you're out there, you're a pastor or a member of a church, you've been hurt. I'm going to tell you something you're not going to want to hear right now. But if you've been hurt, you're not walking in love. Yes, I am. You don't know what to do. It makes no difference. If you want to love never fails, forgive and put it under the blood of Jesus. Apply the blood to your life and expect the Holy Ghost, which dwells inside you, to manifest in your life and these gifts to be in manifestation of your life. And I think I've got maybe one more day. I want to tomorrow as we look in it, I'm going to look at the words of your mouth. You know, all nine gifts of the Spirit, we alluded to this, but all nine gifts of the Spirit, one time or another, use the words of your mouth. And the Word of God tells us, bitter and sweet water shouldn't flow from the same fountain. The word, and natural common sense will tell you, if you have a well that has sulfur content, you're not going to get good water out one day, sulfur water the next day. Even if a purifier, you're still going to get some of the sulfur in it. But it's best to have our mouth clean. Why? Watch the words of your mouth. Watch what you listen to. Watch what comes out your mouth. Discipline your mouth. You said, well, how can I discipline my mouth? Well, no man can tame the tongue. No, but he said, praying in the Holy Ghost. Building up yourself on your most holy faith. Singing in the Spirit. In the Word of God. Keep yourself built up with the Word of God. Speak the Word. Say the Word. Sing the Word. And watch God perform miracles in your life. The gifts of the Spirit are exactly that. Let's unwrap them. Let's unwrap them and get them to work in your life. Mama, get them to work in your life. Your kids will see a change in you. Daddy, your kids will come back to you because of the love walk, because of the miraculous. Well, our time's about up. We really do want to invite you to attend church service with us. But if you're too far away, tune in on the internet. And watch our live stream, but find you a good local church that'll preach the Word of God. Find you a church that you can go and expect the gifts to be in operation. We expect God to do miraculous in your life. Expect God, look for God, speak for God's Word, and it'll happen today. Come and see us. We love you. See you tomorrow.